Back in September 2016, the San Antonio Children's Hospital was doing some excavation work for a prayer garden, for a children's prayer garden. And upon the construction, they revealed that there were remains there on the grounds. And the site of that particular hospital used to be a Campo Santo, a holy ground, which was a grave site for Indians, Tejanos, the early settlers, the Canary Islanders, some of the Mexican soldiers who fought with Santa Ana. And the history goes, apparently, that the graves back in the 1920s, when the hospital was going to be constructed, those graves in 24 hours were all exhumed. They were reinterred somewhere else on the west side of San Antonio. But obviously, this recent construction reveals that that was not the case. So a few months ago, a UTSA archaeologist studied the remains. They tried to, I believe, they tried to find some of the descendants of the people who they may have unearthed. And just about a month or so ago, those remains were reinterred in the place in which they were found. But you have a particular mission about this Campo Santo. What is it exactly that you are looking for the city to do?
I do want to deviate just a little bit and say that although the mission of Texas Hunter has been to produce traveling exhibits and produce documentaries, and we've had wonderful success with that, advocacy was never a part of the mission statement, if you will, and that came later. And this is, you know, fits into the nature of what we deem our responsibility as advocates. And so the Campo Santo was formally put into play in 1808. There was over 3,000 souls that were buried there between 1808 and about 1859. So the Campo Santo is to a community, you know, what a cemetery is in any other part of the world and in America, and is to be a place of commemoration. It's a place of solemnness, one to be revered for generations and generations. And it isn't something that you suddenly decide, well, you're not using that anymore, let's go build a shopping mall on it, or let's build a school on it, or a hospital for that matter. It's part of our culture. It's part of our society. And I've coined the phrase social compact in describing the role that our government officials have. We have a social compact that says we elect you, we support you in any way we can, and we expect that you represent us well, that you do things that are good for our community, not just now but for the future. And I deem it appropriate to have that same social compact with our religious leaders. I believe that we entrust our faith and we entrust our treasure to clerics for centuries and centuries, and they should have our best interests at heart as well on any number of things, not just our souls, but our well-being and our society, et cetera, and so forth. So we reflect on that and say, you know, where were our leaders then? Where were our champions then? You know, what happened? ¿Qué pasó? I wish I would have been part of that fight, you know. Forward now is that is our dilemma. We seek remedy, and we seek a way of binding back that social compact, because there are some wounds that are there, and they're open, and they must be addressed.
But haven't you seen maybe some sort of efforts towards a remedy by the remains being returned to the grounds in which they were discovered, and also to have a ceremony for their reburial? Do you think that that's enough, or do you think that that's just a first step?
Yes, absolutely. The hospital, Santa Rosa Hospital, did reach out to descendants, the Canary Islanders Association, the Bejareños, the Native American Association here, got involved, and they listened. And I will say to their credit that the hospital representatives listened. They listened well. They had no preconceptions of what to do, because as they've said individually in private conversations, we're really an uncharted territory, and we're trying to do the right thing by listening to y'all and seeing what we can do to take that camino, that path, if you will. The designation of Campo Santo has been returned because there was some court orders filed by them previously. They revoked that. They went back to the court and asked that Campo Santo be reinstated as a designation. The need to do a cultural and historical report is one of the key requests that we've made as a group. And there is a lot of hearsay information. Who was responsible? Who gave the last word to say, go ahead and start building the hospital on top of the Campo Santo? When did that occur? Who were the parties? I think that, for example, the archdiocese has not responded as it should. I think there's going to be ample time for them to respond, but there hasn't been this historical trail or this community trail that says, okay, so here's who did what, when, and so forth. And that's why this historical cultural report is important. So they've agreed to do that as well. We've requested a monument and a marker to commemorate the Campo Santo. They have also agreed to that. And the need to not disrupt any further the 70-plus remains. We had a very, pretty much a private ceremony to reinter those remains. And then that became the process for the hospital then to complete the prayer garden project as they, had presented with some alterations. Of course, they're been sensitive to the fact that it's the Campo Santo's there. So the nature of the prayer garden has adjusted somewhat to be reverent to the Campo Santo as well.
So in regards to the awareness of Tejanos in history, would you say that as unfortunate as this particular discovery was at the Campo Santo, that it at least brought more attention to Tejanos in Texas history?
Well, unfortunately, the wrong way and the wrong nature, but yeah, absolutely. I think that one of the things that we've heard over and over throughout our 15-year history with TexasTejano.com is we're always told, I didn't know about that. I wasn't taught that. I didn't read that. I didn't understand that. No one told me. And that goes not only for our Anglo society, but our Hispanic society, because I'd venture to say that 90% to 95% of Tejanos today don't know their history, and that's as a result of what I call the commission of omission. All our state institutions were lacking in providing us with a diversity in our cultural history. We have, only one Alamo hero that was given a Christian burial in 1836. His name was Gregorio Esparza, Maria Gregorio Esparza. His two brothers were able to persuade Santa Ana to allow them to bury their brother in the Campo Santo. In addition to that, his wife, Ana Salazar, survived the battle and is a heroine in our eyes because she bandaged the wounded and fed the revolutionists. And their three sons, Manuel, Enrique, and Francisco, and the little baby girl, Maria, the daughter, were all survivors. They were children of the Alamo. We would love to see a monument placed to commemorate not just the Campo Santo, but to elevate and celebrate the role of Tejanos for the fight for independence for Texas. The fact that they were fighting and struggling for their independence, for their own grounds, for their own land, for their own families. They didn't come here 30 days before applying an ethereal value of independence and so forth. They were fighting for their country. They were fighting for their independence and for what they had at stake was their family, their love of their lands.